Picture this. It's Sunday morning and you should have the whole day ahead of you to just enjoy. It's still the weekend, right? But as the day goes on, you start to feel this sense of dread about everything that you have to do during the week. Maybe you even feel a little bit anxious. And it feels as though almost an entire day is being taken away from your weekend. It's the Sunday scaries, right? So many teachers experience this, and I really just want to help you see ways that you can begin to overcome this. So in today's episode, that's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about understanding what the Sunday scaries are and why they even happen, and then some really simple things that you can start practicing today or, you know, this weekend to help alleviate that Sunday scaries feeling.
Welcome to the Teacher Time Podcast, a space where teachers are empowered to take control of their prep time so they can enjoy their time off guilt-free. You know how teachers are always working long hours? Here, we're changing that norm together by tackling your biggest productivity questions and planning challenges. I'm your host, Stephanie Polovchik, kindergarten teacher, toddler mama, and your very own productivity mentor. I know what it takes to get your important tasks done so you can consistently work your scheduled hours as a teacher, and I'm sharing it all with you here. In this community, we believe that you can be an effective teacher without sacrificing your free time. So let's ditch that constant cycle of overwhelm for teacher time strategies that work. Why? Because your time matters.
Hey there, teacher friend. Welcome to the Teacher Time Podcast. Today, we are diving into a very common experience for teachers, the Sunday scaries. I recently polled my audience on Instagram and asked, do you experience the Sunday scaries sometimes, always, or never? 48% of you said every week you experience the Sunday scaries. 46% said sometimes, and just 6% said not at all. That's alarming. And I hate that for us because the Sunday scaries are stealing those precious hours of the weekend. They're taking away from the joy that you could be experiencing, the hours that you have left having a break. I wanted to do something about it, hence this episode. So today we're going to talk about what Sunday scaries are and why they even happen. And then I'm going to share some really simple ways that we can start to overcome them. So Sunday scaries, what are they? Well, they're really common, so I'm sure you really already know what they are, but just for the sake of clarity, we're going to define it. So Sunday scaries are that feeling of dread or anxiety that presents itself on Sunday in anticipation of what's to come during the week. And they can actually manifest in truly physical reactions. So like sweating and like your heart beating faster, stomach aches, headaches, like actually it is the physical representation of anxiety and overwhelm, and sometimes even in extreme cases, depression. Why do they happen? Well, they happen because of this feeling like we're stuck in what's to come. It's actually your body and your mind in like that freeze mode of fight, flight, freeze. You're like, oh my gosh. Sunday, I'm going to have to do this tomorrow, go to work, go back into the hustle and bustle of the day to day. And I feel stuck in that. Like, I just don't know what to do. And that's when you start to have that physical anxiety. Obviously, you're not like literally frozen, but your mind is perceiving yourself to be stuck in this situation that you don't want to be in. The weekend is ending and you're going to have to go back to the day to day, you know, busyness, right? It sometimes feels like Groundhog Day, quite honestly. So, how can we overcome this, right? We know it happens. We know it's very common, but do we have to accept it? I mean, like, do we have to accept that as like our norm is what I'm saying. Of course, like when these feelings come up, the first thing that we want to do is acknowledge them and say like, hey, this is how I'm feeling. And just in acknowledging it as a feeling, it can help you bring awareness, but also it can help you recognize that like this is a feeling and feelings end. So it's not going to be, you know, 24/7. That's actually kind of a step to helping overcome it. But the next thing is to actually uncover why it's happening. Because when we understand why we're feeling this sense of anxiety and dread, we can actually plan ways to support ourselves and ways to address that stress. What is creating the stress? Is it that you have like an overbooked schedule? You're trying to do more than you can possibly take on? Is it a specific situation that's work-related or personal-related? What is the specific stressor as you head into a new week? When you know what that is, like I said, you can consider ways to solve that problem. And then the second thing is to plan ways to manage stress throughout the week. So in their book, Burnout, The Secret to Unlocking the Stress Cycle, the authors talk about ways to close out the stress cycle and making sure to include those activities that help you do that into each and every day. And I've talked about this book before. I think it's a really powerful book. I'll link to this in the show notes. And it's actually something that our guest, Jen Rafferty, is going to talk about in an upcoming episode. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. But planning ways to manage the stress throughout the week, like what I mean by that is being proactive about it. So not just like waiting until the stress has just completely depleted you, but actually putting things into your schedule that you know are going to help you relieve stress and doing that ahead of time. So essentially what I'm saying here is to be proactive instead of reactive, because that's going to help you maintain and just like keep stress at bay. So to do this, you're going to want to think about like what helps you relieve stress. Is it going on a walk? Any kind of physical activity is really good for relieving stress. And they talk about this in the book as well, but it could be as simple as going for a walk, right? Just getting outside. Is it listening to a podcast? Is it sitting in silence and sipping on a cup of tea or coffee? For me, that is really helpful. Just allowing my mind to just like turn off is really, really helpful for me. And is it journaling, you know, reading? What helps you de-stress and making sure that you are making time for that every single day? Another way to begin to overcome the Sunday scaries is to start to change your perception about the week. So instead of, I have to do this, right? Think about the new week and really each day in terms of opportunity and what you get to do. And this takes a little bit of practice, because I'm sharing this tip not to say that it's an easy thing to do. I'm not like, yeah, just change your perception. It's totally fine. Reframe your thinking. Come on, of course. It's actually pretty challenging for a lot of us. And it's even more challenging when you are stressed. But it is a proven way to begin decreasing that stress and anxiety. And so what this would look like is being really intentional. Like you're probably going to have to, you know, remind yourself about, okay, what are some things that I get to do today? And you're going to have to remind yourself in the sense that like you might, you know, be like on Sunday, you might be like, oh, like great, I have to do X, Y, and Z. I have to write report cards. I have to email this person. I have to, you know, whatever it is that's stressing you out. Look for the opportunity. Look for what it is about the week that you get to do, right? So instead of I have to write report cards, what if we think I get to share about my students' growth and progress in their comments, and each of my students has made some kind of growth or progress, and I'm really proud of that progress, however big or small it may be. And I get to share about that with a person who loves this child. That's one way to reframe it. And everybody's stress is going to look different. Everybody's stressors are going to be a little bit different. But changing that perception, changing your viewpoint is going to help relieve some stress. And like I said, it's not always super easy to do, and it will take practice, but it is something that can help. And then finally is to have a Sunday routine I'm going to actually share about this. So I want you to have a Sunday routine that you look forward to, but I also want you to have things throughout the week that you look forward to. And that can kind of come back to planning ways to manage stress, because those ways that you manage stress are probably going to be things that you look forward to, right? Like, I look forward to, you know, having a cup of tea at night. I look forward to going for a walk. So having these things to look forward to, but I think it's especially important to have that really set in place on Sundays. For me, on Sundays, I look forward to doing a couple of things. I look forward to prepping my lunches for the week. I look forward to making a yummy snack for the week, a little sweet treat that we can enjoy. And I look forward to getting out of the house with my family. These are things that help me personally. They help me in a couple of ways. Number one, they help me get ready for a new week, right? By prepping some lunches, I'm saving myself time in the mornings when things feel a little hectic and we're trying to get out the door, you know? So I know, like, I feel really good about making those lunches. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to do on Sunday. I'm going to make these lunches and then it's going to be ready to go. Like, I'm going to feel so good having that ready to go. I genuinely look forward to doing that. And then, you know, making a little snack for the week. Like, I love knowing that I've been really into these energy bites. I shared about them on my Instagram stories. I'll link to the reel where I got the recipe from on Instagram. I've been really enjoying making these. And actually, my daughter and I make these together every Sunday. She never wants to eat them. I'm hoping one day she'll try them, but it's a fun little thing for us to do together. And then I know I have something sweet to snack on for a couple of days at least. And then just getting out of the house with the three of us is really helpful. Number one, it just gives a sense of connection and family time together, but it's also really helpful for me personally on Sundays because then I'm not sitting around thinking about what I need to do in the upcoming week. I'm actually like getting out of the house and doing something fun. And so that's why I think it's really important to have some kind of routine on Sunday that doesn't have you feeling stuck on the couch dreading the week to come, because there are things to look forward to in the week and there are things that you can do during Sunday to get out of your head and not stay in that freeze mode, right? So I want to do a quick recap here because I feel like I gave some tips, but I also like talked a lot. So let's just like recap a couple of ways to overcome that Sunday scary feeling. So number one is to really uncover why that stress is occurring. And you can do that simply by asking yourself and really just like reflect it. Maybe you even want to journal on it. Number two is to be proactive by planning ways to manage your stress on Sunday and throughout the week. So do that in advance. Don't wait to try to manage the stress in the moment. Plan those things out. Number three, practice changing your perception. Again, this isn't going to come super easy to everybody, but being intentional about it and being aware of the way that we perceive things, the way we talk to ourselves about our responsibilities, that is going to be helpful in the long run. And then finally, number four, have a Sunday routine that includes activities you look forward to. And this can even include planning out activities that you look forward to during the week. All right, friend, thank you so much for joining me today as we talked about the Sunday scaries. I'd love to hear from you about ways that you try to overcome the Sunday scaries. I think it'd be really helpful for our listeners. So send me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Teaching Little Leaders. And if you loved this episode or you just love the show in general, please consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps more educators be aware of this show and that, you know, it gets more eyes on the show so that they can learn these simple tips and strategies for managing their time, for managing, you know, those Sunday scary feelings, and for simplifying their prep, you know. So consider leaving a review. We'd really, really appreciate it. And thank you again so much for being here. I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved what we talked about here and want to connect further, you can find everything you need on my website, www.teachinglittleleaders.com. And if you loved this episode in particular, share it with your teacher friends by taking a screenshot and posting to Instagram stories. Make sure to tag me at Teaching Little Leaders so I can see it and reshare.
I'll see you next Tuesday. Have a fabulous week.